Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 5. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we ask you to pray for us. Pray that the Lord's message will spread rapidly and be honored wherever it goes, just as when it came to you. Pray, too, that we will be rescued from wicked and evil people, for not everyone is a believer. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. And we are confident in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we commanded you. May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patient endurance that comes from Christ. Once again, that was 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Prayer matters. Paul asked for prayers of protection. Before that, he asked the Thessalonians to pray that the word of God would spread and be honored. There is a joy in being part of something bigger than yourself. Too often, our prayer lives are overly focused on ourselves. Of course, the Father cares about every little detail of your life and wants you to pray for your concerns. But He is also inviting you into something bigger your life is meant for more. God made you to make a difference. Pray for God's kingdom to come and for your daily bread. Be bold enough to ask for prayer. Paul was bold enough to ask the Thessalonians to pray for him. He knew that he would face suffering, and he wisely and humbly sought out prayer. Paul asked for prayers for the gospel to spread. He had confidence in the power of God, and he was willing to boldly ask others to pray for him. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Who can you boldly ask to pray for you? What difference do you think it would make to pray every day for God's kingdom to come? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.